Don't touch anything. Guarantee you, if you touch anything, you'll disconnect us. Friday, whoops, which is, of course, the firing line. Wellness questions, the host with most, Michelle, is here, and maybe she has some announcements. Then we're going to get into your questions either by our order line, 888-212-8871. Mm-hmm. And you can leave a message if it's after hours. We take orders by phone, 9 to 4, Monday to Friday on our Pacific time. And we, of course, you can place orders at NutriMedical.com 24/7, and we ship to every place on the planet.
Well, hello. And welcome to the Friday. What's it called again?
Firing line.
The firing line.
Where I'm, or we may call it the batter cage, too, because I'm in the batter cage. We just have the high-speed ball being thrown at me. I'm trying to bat it back.
Yeah, for you, that's pretty easy.
Yeah, one of our favorite shows we're watching now.
Oh, my goodness.
Is we're Doc, addicted. Doc Martin from the BBC series where he goes to a little town. He develops, which is really funny, a hemophobia, which means he's a top surgeon, and then he has his stressful time doing the surgeries for like 15 years.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, like he's at a major university,
he's in London.
He gets a panic attack while doing surgery, smelling the cautery because he's a vascular surgeon, mm-hmm. and can't complete the procedure. So from that moment on, he basically vomits or gets panic attacks when he sees blood or smells flesh.
So the big thing is he left London and went to a small town.
He's a very top diagnostician and really good for procedures. But if he sees blood, he gets, like, woozy or barfs.
Well, he's a great GP. He's really the best,
you know.
And Bill loves it.
Because they talk about the signs before, and then I give you the diagnosis.
You tell me.
Yeah, like this older lady was coughing up blood. Well, most likely it's TB before cancer. Yeah,
I know.
Right?
It's great to have you there. And I guess you say I'm Louisa. They'll be married
soon.
You're my Louisa.
You can see it coming.
So this is how simple our lives are. This is our entertainment, right, Bill? In the evening, when everything shuts down, we spend, you know, a couple hours watching the series, but it's not going to last forever. So then we try to find another one and another one. I know Santi over in New Mexico has always given us good series as well. Remember the Battlestar Galactica years ago?
Oh, that was too funny.
Yeah, so anyways, here we are. Remember, a little nostalgia here for starting the day. I wanted to let you know that I put some sales on for the weekend and maybe in through the week, but it's definitely for the weekend. And that is with free shipping. The NutriDefense on the front page, Bill,
yep,
is now 7% off plus free shipping.
Uh-huh.
The Vitamineral Max. If you've never ordered or if you do order and you want to get something for your best friend or whatever, our Vitamin Max is a great choice, and right now it's 7% off and free shipping. You could actually have drop shipped to them as a nice surprise. And, of course, what are you doing there, Bill?
Just moving things around. Go ahead.
I can't. It's hard to talk when someone's doing something.
Don't pay attention to me.
Don't pay attention to you. That's easy. Okay. No, it's not easy because you're... Okay. Can I get forward here?
Yes, you may. Yeah, go ahead.
Allison Med Bill is on sale, and that's a big one.
Right.
That's an important one. So all of these have free shipping. I think the CardioVasc is on there as well. And Bill is playing.
No, I'm just making sure that my computer doesn't come on with something, audio.
Oh, just turn it off.
I did. I just pressed the mute button.
Okay.
Please continue.
Okay. So, did you get that?
Uh-huh.
And if you put up the front page of NutriMedical, it's anyone that goes to NutriMedical.com. I guess some of our listeners don't even know where we are as far as NutriMedical.com goes. But aren't most people listening from our website now, Bill? They don't go to RBN to listen. Is that correct?
They can't.
How do you listen?
They can't listen. We made sure that nobody can listen except through our website.
Yeah.
Nobody.
So you go to NutriMedical.com.
You have to go to NutriMedical.com.
Do you want me to spell that really slowly, or would you like to do it?
NutriMedical, MedicalM.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Great, Bill. That was nice and slow, and not to bore you or anything, but there are people that are just starting to listen.
And if you go to listeners. Listen Live panel, just to the right of the big pictures, mm-hmm. on the right third of the screen, you'll see Listen Live on NutriMedical.com. Uh-huh. The first of the panel shows Listen Live, which is Shoutcast. The second one is the archives that go to Deagle Network, which I post up right after the show when they're bored up, send me over the MP3s, and I tag them with cross-indexing words and description.
I must stop you there to tell you that everyone loves the fact that you tell them what was on the show for that day, and it is searchable now.
Oh, yeah.
They can search.
They can put a search in for congestive heart failure or psoriasis or a particular product. And by the way, I'm making videos. It's minor tweaks to fix my capture because they sent me an update and my capture software is acting a little funny, but I'm going to have it fixed by probably mm-hmm. tomorrow. And it allows me to make videos on all the products, and I'm trying to set it up so every day I'll do a post-show recap on video.
Now, can you listen on your iPhone or your Android or whatever, too? We have that that capability as well.
Or regular phone. If you just dial the 701-801-2263 number, we rebroadcast the show 8 times a day after I posted it.
Oh, that's
so you can
great.
Listen by phone.
That's good.
You can also listen online. It says listen to the NutriMedical Report 24, which is the third one down. That actually brings you to an online rebroadcast of the show. You can listen to the show anytime on that button. And then we have the Vimeo HD and the YouTube. Those are videos that we often do after the show. And we have live stream when we want to actually interview a guest on live stream. So there's all kinds of ways to
I've had a few people tell me this week they are impressed now that they can navigate around on the website, that it's very user-friendly. And that's a thanks to Jim, our dear friend. Jim is like our IT fella now, isn't he?
I did most of the thing on the different sub-fractions. I did that. Jim did is he got us over on the monster thing to control the flow to the Deagle Network. And by the way, what I did too also is I purchased the monster website
monster.
For a year. It's monster, I'm trying to remember. Uh-huh. It's a flow control thing.
Right.
For the Deagle Network for Republic Broadcasting for a year. I wanted to make sure it get done right away so that we're completely separate. So they're posting their shows over Republic Broadcasting, but it doesn't mm-hmm. include mine. If you want to listen to my show, you have to go to NutriMedical.com and actually go to the archives through there.
And if you want to call today, Steve is here today. Steven and Chris and Mitzi. It's great to have Steve. He's so busy with his other jobs. He teaches and he teaches special needs too, which he had that passion ever since little Dolly Kelsey.
Yeah, because his little sister has Down syndrome, and of course she's now she's out at 23. Next March she'll be 24.
Right now she's on the treadmill.
I know. There. Yeah, watching her dollies from Ever After High.
Yeah. 888-212-8871. That is our phone number. Not everyone has a computer. You'd be surprised, Bill, how many people I talk to that don't have a computer and stay away from it. Usually they're much older, though. I'm finding the younger generation, no, they all have computers. It's just some of the older people.
And, of course, the new cell phones are like a computer. They're pretty powerful.
Well, Bill, to start off with some of the phone calls from this week, I'd like to start with David. David lives in the Cayman Islands. He gets his products shipped to Miami. A lot of people do that, and then they have them forwarded on.
Yeah, they have a forwarding company. They'll forward it on from their Miami transfer point.
David's a semi-pro tennis player, and he's got this sweet little girl. She's 3 years old, and she's very hyperactive. You know, she's high energy. Sounds so cute. And I guess he's wondering, you know, she doesn't take naps and she won't go to bed at 7:30 or 8. She goes to bed late.
Yeah.
I was thinking? It could be parenting, because not to say anything about my own grandchildren, but I was used to putting my kids to bed at 8 o'clock. Right, Bill? They're in there and that's it. Read the books and that's it. Nowadays, they're
a
little
minor
more
factor.
Relaxed.
I'd say 20% is parenting, 80% is chemistry. Okay, here's what you do for children with...
saying combine.
Well, let me explain what it is first.
Sure.
There's a group of cells in the brain outside the main neural pathways called the reticular activating system. Mm-hmm. These neurons are really big, and they're connected through a web. So they're not connected by axons. They're connected by cell to cell to cell. Mm-hmm. So they're called the nucleus gigantocellularis. And there's three different subclasses of neurons. Subclass 2 are the ones that when you stimulate them, they calm you down. So if you have someone with ADD and you give them coffee, it'll make them go to sleep.
Yes.
It's one of the best ways to measure it. Is if you give a child coffee or tea even, you'll notice it'll make them sleepy and they'll go, pass out. So all the drugs that they give, which I don't like, Pamelene, Sylert, you know, and Concerta, they all stimulate those cells. Now you can do it very simply because they're all dopaminergic pathways. You need the minerals and minerals plus. So you can open a capsule and say their drink, a minerals plus. You put in, open a capsule also of mood energizer, which is acetyl L-tyrosine. Tyrosine.
But what did that used to be called? Mood energizer. You changed that name, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
What is it? What did it used to be called?
Basically, just it was basically acetyltyrosine.
Acetyltyrosine.
Yeah, acetyltyrosine. What happens is your brain, when you acetylate it, it makes it easier to convert from tyrosine to norepinephrine and dopamine. Mm-hmm. So the dopaminergic pathways activate the class 2 cells of the RES, and when you activate them, you reverse attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and that's all you have to do. I usually recommend that along with bio-LVR because you need the B vitamins, B6, folic acid, because these pathways are all tied directly to methylation. That's all you'd have to do. And a calm mind and the brain may, because you're having seizure-like activity in some of these areas of the brain, you make a drink with a calm mind, brain mag, and these other amino components like mood energizer, bio-LVR, and minerals plus, and you can give the child the drink several times a day, and it'll keep them calm as a cucumber.
That's good.
That's all you have to
Thank
do.
You.
Don't use drugs. It's not necessary. You can use once you have their chemistry fixed, you can do proper parenting and psychology. Trying to parent a child who's got abnormal brain chemistry is a waste of time and ridiculous. You have to fix the chemistry first before you try to reparent them.
But couldn't you just be a child that's high energy?
No. I'm Dr. Martin, remember?
Yeah.
They're not high energy. Everybody that has an abnormal brain, like young Frankenstein, If I do the tests on them, and I can, platelet levels of bioamines, which I've been doing for
Gene
years.
Gene Wilder passed away?
Yeah, I know. That's why I talk about him on the show, Gene Wilder. Anyway, if you measure their brain activity like a SPECT blood flow scan, quantitative EEG, and PET scan, organic acids, and if you look at their gene SNPs or polymorphisms of their DNA and Prometheus analysis, I can tell you exactly why they're the way they are. Whether they're a criminal,
if you're
hyperactive, or they got Asperger's syndrome.
But the litmus test, is it to just give them some coffee or tea and see what happens?
Yeah, if they calm down, it means their class 2 cells are underactive.
Now, what if they don't, and they just keep going?
They're going to. It's a universal. You just give it to them, and if they're hyperactive kids, you're going to calm them right down. They'll pass out on you.
Yeah.
And by the way, just stay away from sugar. Sugar is like jet fuel to kids with ADD. So staying away from candy bars, sugar, and artificial sweeteners like aspartame and Splenda.
Mm-hmm.
They're all toxic, and they increase what's called BOF, or brain on fire. These are all BOF symptoms, where toxic snack vaccines, right, genetically modified foods and refined sugar are really bad for them.
Bill, I have a a verse, well, actually it was given to me from Michael, our friend Michael from Maine.
Uh-huh.
And he gave me this verse this week, and it was, you know, it was so interesting because Pastor Dave was over here, and he gave me the same verse.
Must be a message. God must be tapping you on the side of the head
and
say,
he's trying to tell me
something. He's trying to tell you something. What is it?
And what it is, it's Romans 10:17. Faith cometh from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I think the message for me there was, is to be, I do my, you know, my Bible Gateway daily scriptures and all that kind of stuff. But I think what God is saying is to be in the scriptures more. Maybe after Doc Martin, I should read a little of the scriptures.
Do you know what's
asleep.
Happening when you do that?
What?
Well, God doesn't speak through just the intellect or the emotions. He speaks what I call spirit words directly to your soul.
Yes, yes.
So when you read the scriptures, you open up a gate for God to speak to your soul truths that transcend intellect or emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And that means you understand the oneness of mankind and what we have to totally rely on God. And when you read the scriptures, it's not just what's in the scriptures, it's what opens a door for God to speak directly to your soul.
Yeah, and it's not enough just to have my devotionals every day and that kind of stuff.
No, no, yeah.
It's more. I used to read
sometimes
a lot
you have
more.
To be led by specific topics. So if you read a specific topic, like an issue that's going on in your life, sometimes you don't understand that God's speaking to you by the circumstances, which can be good or bad. And God's basically saying, look up scriptures that deal with this, mm-hmm. and I will speak truth into your life. Then you'll start to get dreams and visions or ideas on how to solve it, mm-hmm. or how to get God to solve it for you. Because sometimes it'll bring people in your life or solutions to problems, whether it's a health issue or financial or geopolitical or whatever.
And Michael was saying to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He finds that that gets a good place to start. And
right.
then you can go anywhere after that.
Right.
Because you have, you know, your relationship with Jesus is stronger from reading those.
Now that gets to the point that I've been talking about, especially the last couple months.
What?
With Jonathan Gray and Leo Zagami, who was on yesterday. We didn't have a good connection with
Will. I know. How interesting was that? You might
right.
want to share that.
Well,
that's very interesting.
Yeah, right after, yeah. of course, the Leo Zagami show, we had a bad zonkey.
Zonkies.
And we had to pray against it.
We both had zonkies. We had to pray.
Yeah.
Had to pray.
Now, I don't often...
We don't say... It's not like had to pray. The thing is, when we get a zonkey, whatever, which is a feeling of oppression,
right.
we both hold each other, and you always say the prayer, and sometimes you speak a little Hebrew there and stuff.
Right.
And
the point is that I...
And then it lifts.
So, yeah, well, the thing is, 100% of the time I discern what it is, but I'm not always supposed to say what it is, because you're not supposed to name the powers of darkness or the issues that are oppressing you. You're supposed to dispel them.
Talk about what it is, though, that from this from Neil, what he was saying.
Well,
we
were talking about a number of issues. For example, he talked about the issue that an Italian expert got historical documents to prove and published the article in Italy, mm-hmm. in Italian, and I actually posted up the translations through Google Translator.
Where'd you post it?
It's over in yesterday's show.
Oh.
And it's a translation of an article that the CIA invented the creation of the European Union.
Oh,
and it was
yes.
tied into the globalism
yes.
because it's part of the plan. For example, 9/11 started the economic phase of World War III, which is to create a new world empire under America's oppressing power and the bankers behind them. Because 90% of the world currency is America, and I've said before, the only country that's a world superpower is America.
Mm-hmm.
They created these pseudo-powers like Russia, which has advanced weapons, but literally America has weapons, both economically and in terms of much more advanced than just nuclear, mm-hmm. centuries ahead of everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So the only power that can enforce the mark of the beast is America. It's not Israel, it's not Russia, it's not China. So if America's not righteous, the whole world's going to go to hell in a handcart, which is why this election is so important. Now, I mentioned...
Actually, I was reading this morning that Trump is ahead.
He's ahead. Now, explain this. Trump
did you,
is...
Did you?
Yes, he's ahead by 6 points nationally, but she's still ahead in the Electoral College.
Oh, I see.
But he's ahead of most of the battleground states, so he's on his way to becoming president. But we need to pray for him. He has the proper advisors because he's a baby Christian, and if you massage his ego, because he's a high-level Mason as well, he's a white knight Mason, if you don't pray for him, you'll get the wrong advisors.
Last I checked, you can't be a Christian and a Mason at the same time. Last I checked.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Well, one of the issues we talked about, and this is on Wednesday with Dr. Bob Thiel, is there are two groups of Christians at the time of the end. And we're in the end times now. We're in the birth pangs. Is Laodicean Christians, which are Christian, but they're kind of messed up. And they're real Christians. They're still saved, but they're kind of covered with a lot of spiritual falsehoods.
Well, what makes a Christian? Isn't that just to know that Jesus died for your sins?
Yeah, exactly. But
God,
people
left, the Father but, in the flesh walking on earth
right,
with us?
You right.
Should, yeah.
But then there's also a, there's
you have
also
to know it and you have
let
to
me finish what? Please. So you got the Laodicean Christians, which are the lukewarm ones, and if they don't wise up, they're going to get spewed out of his mouth. He says. So in other words, they're going to get in trouble. And the second group are what's called the Philadelphian Christians, and they're aware. They know the end times are ticking off, just like we talked about on Wednesday, of the Temple Mount where the Sanhedrin's reconstituted in the last week, and the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, is selected, and they're ready to start the sacrifice. What people should understand is the gospel is really pretty simple. It's what Jesus said, love your God with your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. It's the epiphany of oneness, which means you have to pray for your enemies like Hillary Clinton. But when grace ends, judgment comes, and the only one who can judge and destroy is God, not Satan. Satan's just the perverter. He's not the destroyer. The destroyer is God. Now, the important thing is to understand there's a lot of people that are in Masonic orders through many of the Christian groups. And the greatest number of Masons, in fact, overall in the world, are Muslims or Catholic.
What about Baptists?
The Baptists and the Baptists. Now, you have to understand, these people who cover with filth still are Christians. Even those who are in other groups that we wouldn't think, for example, that are Christians or Mormon, but they're coming out of Babylon. It says, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her curses. Come out of Babylon. Now, we have to understand, when we look at someone like Donald Trump, and I want to say this, I've said it before, I want to repeat it while you're here. Donald Trump is a high-level Scottish Rite Mason, so is his daughter Ivanka. These people are people that want to do good and want to be, and I'm a supporter of Donald Trump, but we need two things for him. We need to pray for him that he stays in God's will.
Do you realize that high-level, quote-unquote, your Scottish Rite Masons are the ones that, they worship Lucifer. They don't worship our God.
Well,
they
worship
Lucifer. That's, and Jabulon, and that's it. You know that yourself.
Yeah, let me explain what's going on. There's a poll. No, well, when Jesus confronted Peter, who's his highest disciple, he said, get away from me, oh, you know, Satan. Mm-hmm. So he said, before the cock crows three times, you will deny me. So he was actually prophesying to Peter he was going to deny him. We have to understand is every human being is under the pull of going to decide for yourself what is good or evil, which is the original and the only sin. The only sin you can do is to not hear God and do his will. You can't sin against man or nature. You can do evil against him, but you can't sin. Sin is basically not doing God's will. And what we have here is when we have a high-level Mason, we need to pray for two things for Trump. Number one, that God leads him through his spirit because he's a baby Christian. He's not an advanced one.
He's and not a Christian at all, as far as I'm concerned, but you can believe whatever you want.
No, it's not a matter of beliefs. These are our yardsticks.
Okay, I'm not going to argue.
These yardsticks are yardsticks of the gospel.
Okay.
So what you need to do is you turn Laodicean Christians into Philadelphia Christians, and it's important because we're right now not just in the battle over political system, we're battle over the soul of America. Because the soul determines where the geopolitical system, the healthcare system, and everything goes. It won't occur unless America repents. And people like Trump, who are driven by his own ego, for example, he's very narcissistic. He has pictures of Apollo all over his apartment on the 66th floor.
I think, on the 66th floor.
So you have to understand this.
Gee.
We don't get politicians.
What would your first clue be?
When Jesus was taken to
worships Lucifer.
Let me finish. When Jesus was brought to the high places in the temple, he was. This is important. When he was brought to the high places of the temple, don't interrupt me. I have to say this.
I have to.
Yeah, no. He was brought to the high places of the
temple.
You'll get them in. High places of the temple, Satan said he owned all the kingdoms. He wanted Jesus to fall down and worship him. That means there's no leader in any country, including Vladimir Putin or the leaders in China, that don't belong to some kind of secret order. So what God wants them to do is turn and repent from them because the world is heading toward catastrophe. And we need to pray for all our leaders. Now we have a choice someone who's a high-level witch who is really, by her own personality and behavior, not only incompetent but also a physical wreck in hellry. But on the other hand,
we've got
Donald Trump.
What time is it? My goodness.
We got Donald Trump, who is a...
It's my turn.
No, it's not. I got to finish this, because you've raised this issue a bunch of times, and I'm going to say it on air. And Donald Trump, who's a baby Christian, needs a lot of prayer for him so he doesn't surround himself with bad, we call witnesses, or people that are globalists, like Newt Gingrich, Giuliani, who actually covered up 9/11. We need to understand, if we pray for him, then maybe he'll do God's will.
When we come back, we're going to do these.
We'll do these questions.
And you guys will all see it.
It took me all that.
I will crush him during this next break.
No, I had to get that out.
Do I get crushed?
No.
I don't always agree with you. Did you ever notice that?
It doesn't matter.
I don't care either. I don't care either.
I speak truth.
That makes two of us.
I speak truth. It's in the Bible.
I speak truth, too.
Yeah.
I speak more truth than you speak. How's that?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. prepare, don't despair at www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch.
And welcome back to the show. Let's get into your questions from our dear audience who needs help. And let's proceed. And I'll try to give you succinct and short answers.
No, you just give me your regular answers. I like your answers.
Dr. Martin type answers.
Here. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. You're just like him.
You want professorial answers with the most advanced technology.
I love it. Let's go for it. We'll start, Bill, with Cheryl in an email. She said, I called last week and left a message. She was trying to get through to talk to you, but when you're not a customer, you don't get to talk to Dr. Deagle, but you could purchase a consult.
Or you can just email, and the emails are free to get quick response.
You know what I always say, Bill? When we have Vitamineral Max on sale, at 7% off and free shipping, it's just like, why not just become a customer? Then you're a customer. It's really easy.
Well, you have to be a regular customer to get the callback.
No, we always look and see if someone's just ordered, and then we will put them through, because that's the difference. That's not for other stuff, but that's just for a return phone call. And then the emails, everybody can email.
Yeah, anybody can email.
And even a lot of our regular customers like to email.
Yeah.
You'll notice.
Yeah.
She says, hi, Dr. Deagle. I called last week and left a message about my cancer. And she goes to say that, anyways, they took out 14 lymph nodes. And this is cervical cancer, Bill.
Right.
And only spread to one, but need to give me more radiation. It did not spread outside the cervical area. Chemo starts tomorrow. Now, this is dated September the 12th. So that would have been what, Tuesday, to shrink the tumor. Only other problem is the thyroid is 30 and should be 4. They gave me 100 of micrograms of levothyroxine.
Yeah, which is particularly useless.
And could you please give me suggestions that you would have? She's 67.
Okay, the first thing, you have to describe what cancer is. What do you think cancer is?
Who, me?
Yeah.
After sitting here for, what, 5 or 6 years, and you've said it many, many times?
Cancer is a hypoxic anaerobic conversion of cells.
Okay, right there. Hypoxic,
low
anaerobic.
Oxygen.
Okay, you lost me after that. What's
basically
the next part?
Of a cell under stress.
Yes.
That starts to turn genes on and off to change the cells to try to survive a stressful environment.
I've heard you say that, but I could not repeat it.
Right. Now, what happens is if you do gene testing, like at a lab in Cambridge, Massachusetts, they take either tumor biopsy or blood, and they'll analyze the tumor. I've been using labs in Germany for like 30 years, which pioneered all this. And so I'd send them over to Germany for their treatment. And what they would do is they'd actually treat based on the specific genes and use off-label use of drugs or nutraceuticals to switch the genes back to the normal position. What you want to do is you want to always be on our nutraceuticals. You never, ever just go take any treatment, whether it's pain by numbers, chemo, radiation, or anything, unless you're on our nutraceuticals, because it'll reverse the underlying metabolic changes that cause cancer and autoimmune disease. So we can turn off scleroderma, lupus, or rheumatoid arthritis, or MS, using the malignant arrest, which is going to turn off the hexose monophosphate shunt, repair the DNA with malignant block, ellagic acid, and full vitamin K2 with high-dose power C, and turn off the inflammation and the cancer cell mother cells with Cell Defense Plus, etc. As we work through each of these issues, go ahead.
Malignant arrest?
Malignant arrest.
It's easy to take. It's a powder.
Right.
And you put it, does it have an orange flavor or something
like
that,
yeah,
to it?
Yeah.
So it's very easy to take no matter how old you are.
Twice a day. Now, what happens when you do this, along with a ketogenic diet, which we can measure your urine if it's slightly ketotic, and it's augmented if you have mild hyperbaric oxygen, which helps it even work better. But you don't need to do that.
No.
And we have many people who have just taken that and turned off their autoimmune disease, or if they have cancer, it increases whether or not you do conventional treatment. Like some people say, well, I can't afford or we don't want to do alternative. So you'll have more chance of surviving and killing the cancer if you take our cancer protocol, even if you're taking conventional cancer treatment. I never recommend radiation or proton therapy. I never recommend paint by numbers chemo. I recommend gene-based cancer treatments, which would be off-label use of drugs. And you'll always have to be on our nutraceuticals. Don't ever stop them thinking you've got advice from somebody else. Cancer basically responds very nicely, especially if you had a ketogenic diet, mild hyperbaric oxygen, and sugar feeds cancer like crazy, because you need to cut sugar pretty well completely out of your diet if you're trying to fight cancer.
Now, to what she said here, Bill, about the thyroid is 30 and should be 4.
Well, what happens is looking at TSH now, the thyroid-stimulating hormone levels, that test is okay unless your reverse thyroid hormone levels are high. If your RT3 are high, the TSH is not a good measure. The best measure is the reverse thyroid hormone and your home body AM before you move basal body temperature chart. So if you keep a temperature chart and your body is always hypothermic, below normal, so 37.4, you're like 36. It means you're hypothermic. So T4 has to be converted for the prime.
What's that in Fahrenheit?
It's like 98.6.
Yeah.
And if you don't make what's called T3 for the 5' prime deiodinase of T4, and you make reverse thyroid with the 5' deiodinase, it actually blocks your metabolism, turns it off. Or if you have high levels of fluoride, chloride, or bromide, it actually shuts off your thyroid and your mitochondria. Your mitochondria basically are turned on by T3. It's like the lock and key in the ignition of your cells. And if you have fluoride poisoning, bromide, or chloride, it locks the receptor up. And if you have reverse thyroid hormone, it turns it off. So that needs to be measured, RT3, free reverse thyroid hormone, and a basal body temperature chart to see if you're now what's called normal thermic, normal body temperature, and your T4 and T3 levels in reverse T3 are normal, then your TSH is valid. And you always want to take some doctors now are giving synthetic, like levothyroxine or Synthroid, but they're also giving a glandular-like armor, Armor has titanium dioxide and cornstarch polymers. What I recommend is you take our mitothyroide only, along with Nutridyne and the minerals and minerals plus for fine prime deiodinase. And most people with thyroid dysfunction also have adrenal, which is why we recommend the DHEA and pregnenolone in order to support their adrenals and their sex glands.
Next, Bill, we'll say, he's got a couple names, Alfred, we'll say, in an email. I am a 60-year-old male in good physical shape. I am experiencing prostate problems and have been for the past several years. I have a weak flow, sometimes down to a dribble, and a nighttime frequency. My physician has checked and tells me my prostate is not abnormally large for a man of my age, and my PSA is within normal limits. I drink plenty of water throughout the day, but feel that I am not emptying my bladder completely. I have bought several prostate supplements before, but I've not had any of them work.
Yeah, our prostate flow will work. Yeah. You take 1 to 2 soft gels twice a day.
Yeah.
And I recommend to reduce bladder spasm because you can have outflow or tract spasm. You want to use Bladder Up, 1 soft gel, which is a pumpkin seed extract, mm-hmm. and Swedish flower pollen, 1 to 2 tablets 4 times a day, and problem solved.
Okay.
Also, there's maybe a low-grade pathogen. You can have Trichomonas vaginalis, ureaplasm, or some other organism growing in your prostate. And although the gland's not enlarged, it's slightly infected. And so you may want to take Ellison Med and Nutridyne, and can add also Silver 100 and NutriDefense. But you have to assume there's a low-grade infection combined. And the other thing is, if it persists, you want to do a transrectal ultrasound of the prostate and look for lesions there. If there's a lesion, you want to do a transrectal needle biopsy and send it off to a pathologist.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of time the gland isn't enlarged, you actually have nascent prostate cancer. Mm-hmm. And you may have a benign nodule, and a lot of times, by the way, the surgeons are over-treating it with radiation or chemo, and they don't need to. They wouldn't want to do neurovascular-sparing partial prostatectomies and leave the nerves and muscles alone. Otherwise, you lose bladder control, and you will never have sex again.
Oh.
So the 1.5 million men are estimated in the last decade to have lost their sexual function and bladder control caused by overly aggressive urologists. And this is from their own College of Urologists.
Yeah.
It's not my quote. It's theirs. So that shows you that doctors are inappropriately treating prostate problems, and it doesn't need to be that way. And when you have someone who has this problem, you have to first assume infection. And the second thing, you have to assume a periurethral lesion that can be compressing the ureter, even if the gland is not grossly enlarged on a rectal exam.
Next, Bill, is Alex in an email. For 4 months, I've been struggling with this illness I picked up when helping take care of my now-dead grandma. She has been in and out of hospitals, etc., for cancer treatment. Previous pictures, he sent you some pictures, he said.
Right.
Of some scars from sites. They pussed in a nasty way 2 months. He thinks he picked up something.
Well, it could be a drug-resistant skin bacteria.
He says, my face has been stuck with this very sore pus goo.
Yeah, the most common thing is methicillin-resistant staph aureus, or even things like bed bugs, or some other pathogen, like a viral infection, like herpetic infection. So basically, I'll look at the pictures and try to give an idea. If need be, we may need cultures done. If you went to get a test done, like the metapathia, it'll actually do a harmonic resonance analysis to tell you exactly what the pathogen is. So it's one way of telling besides culture. So,
well, he's attached some pictures here. You never got those, did you?
It may be in my bin of things to do.
And all your stuff.
yeah.
What supplements? He's asking. He says he's an artist, musician.
Well, the first thing to think is he's probably infected. So I'd start off with Nutridyne on the lesions 4 times a day and cover it afterward with pregnenolone cream, which, by the way, we're switching our supplier on that. That's going to happen soon. And number two, I would take Allison Med, a capsule 3 times a day,
I
would take NutriDefense.
He says here he's putting on some kind of manuka honey on it, and garlic.
That might have worked 3,000 years ago in ancient Egypt. I wouldn't think that would be the optimal treatment today. Again, remember, honey has things anti-pathogenic, so they used to put in the warriors. In the ancient world.
If you use this in Nutridyne, how much should you got to really put a lot on there, don't you?
Oh, yeah, and you want to use it, I would say, all you have to do basically is cover the lesion area 4 times a day, and then we'll cover it afterwards with a sealing cream like a pregnenolone, and you can add curcumin if you want,
mm-hmm.
and that'll heal it faster.
Next is Carol Bill from Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
I have a problem with my left leg hurting, especially when I go to bed or I'm cramped up in our truck for long periods of time. I am sure it is circulation problems, but a mystery why at night when I lay down. I can understand the truck more than when I lie down. One of my daughter's friends just died when a clot went to her heart from her leg. Scary. I do have problems with blocked arteries, but have been taking EDTA and aspirin and no longer have pain in my chest. I would appreciate any advice. I'm 68 and pretty good health overall, very active, and some people say, what is your secret, when I tell them my age?
Well,
that's great, Carol.
So, first thing she should do is switch to CardioVasc, and she wants an oral chelating agent for heavy metals, switch to Killer Max. Mm-hmm. I'd recommend Gamma E Plus, Vainaway, which is diosamine, Omega Supreme Krill, and CoQ10 ubiquinol and VascuCare, because she's got a problem, and if she's got blood viscosity issues, natokinase, a capsule three times a day.
Yeah, natokinase.
She should do a test called a NEVA scan, which is NEVA arterial and venous study, mm-hmm. non-invasive to determine if she's got vascular blockage. If the NEVA study is positive, she needs a transvessel ultrasound and possibly an arteriogram in case she's got a blockage of one of her major arteries. If you look at males over 40, one in 20 males over 40 has a 93% plus or greater blockage of one of the major arteries to their one, at least one leg. Mm-hmm. So that means if you look at 20 males over 40, one of them is going to have a major blockage, say the pedicular artery or the iliac.
But what about a woman? She's Carol.
Yeah, but she's in the age range that she'll be getting that as well, because women are delayed a decade because of their menses, but they actually get disease faster than men. So she needs an arterial venous study. It's called NEVA scan, N-E-V-A.
Why do you think her left leg would hurt? Is that anything like when you have a left arm hurting? When you have a heart attack?
She's probably got a partial blockage of one of the arteries, and she may have venous insufficiency, uh-huh. and she's had previous venous thrombosis. She's lost the valve, so she'll get venous pain as the vein dilates and causes stretching of the local nerves in the wall. Mm-hmm. Every so many centimeters, there's a valvelet that prevents backflow of blood, and if you damage with a deep vein thrombosis, you get a longer column of blood, so it causes pain, and you get varicosities. And it can be deep in the legs, so you won't see anything ugly on the outside. So she would have that. You also can have, because of the swelling, effects on the lymphatics. So the lymphatics don't work as well, so the leg can become lymphatically blocked.
Yeah. Well, you know, I take natokinase just as a preventative. I don't take it every day, but every 2 or 3 days I'll take a natokinase because of my age, and it's good to make sure
that everything's flowing. Right, so CardioVasc and Keeler Max and these other things, Gamma E Plus and natokinase, Omega Supreme Krill and Vainaway, and the ultrasound B1, and you're trying to restore the vessel wall and the free radical protection and so on. So that gives you a starter, but she needs that study done, and she should probably be on natokinase along with the CardioVasc to prevent blockages, because she's probably at risk of a deep vein thrombosis, mm-hmm. and she may well have a macrovessel illness like a partial blockage of a major artery in her leg.
Suzanne, an email. Hi, Dr. Deagle. I'm a new listener, and I'm loving the show. I've been listening to your show for a few months now, and I need to lose over 40 pounds, and I've tried everything. And then she says, well, almost everything. I have no health issue except for the extra weight. My question is, what do you recommend to lose weight? Thanks for your help.
Okay, first off, you have to identify what obesity is. The reason why there's more books out on obesity than any other book in the world except the Bible.
Is that right?
And the reason is they don't identify what obesity is. The best way to describe excess weight is what I call zombie tissue. If you have zombie tissue and you actually do a thermogram of someone who's overweight, all the areas where they've accumulated fat under their arms, their abdominal wall, their thighs, the area is up to 30 degrees colder, which means it's turned off. And it just acts as a one-way valve to suck in calories and then for the cells, once they get a certain size, to divide. Mm-hmm. You need to start off with using glycemics and replacing meals and snacks. You need to cut out all sugar, and that includes sugary drinks. You need to take dibetylene to lower insulin resistance. Take Minerals Plus and berberstatin and the leptin metabolic to lower insulin resistance, glucagon levels, and insulin levels. And then you need to take things to speed up the metabolism, like Force Colon, that'll speed up your metabolism and convert white fat, which is your zombie fat, mm-hmm. into brown fat, and LipoFlush. And then the next technology I recommend is Lumen Photon, and you put it on a setting, a higher energy setting, like setting number 3 or 4 will work, and you actually put it over the fatty deposit areas and do it several hours a day. And what the lumen does is raise that core temperature of the fat cells, so your fat cells can start dumping the fat into your general circulation and you can burn it off. So you've got to basically metabolically change the dial the process of the tissues to make them metabolically active. And some things like CoQ10, ubiquinol, which is a water-soluble form, mm-hmm. and the propionyl carnitine, things like the mitochondrial catalyst will raise the mitochondrial activity, but the lumen is the most important step beyond the supplements to slap it on the fatty areas in your thighs and abdomen, wherever, because everybody's obese is basically hyperinsulinemic, hyperglucagonemic, so they're converting protein into sugar, and they're converting sugar into fat. When it goes one-way valve into your fat tissue, zombie fat just grows more white fat tissue. Mm-hmm. So everybody who's obese is a pre-diabetic, generating new zombie fat. And fat is an ancient genetic adaptation so you'd survive famine. So in your ancestors, somebody survived famine by having the specific gene complexes to raise insulin higher than normal. If you measure fasting insulin, it should be 2.0 to 2.2 microunits per mil. And if you do a fasting 2-hour PC insulin, it's always elevated in someone who's fat. You'll also find they have high levels of reverse thyroid hormone, RT3. And so you take mitothyroid, because all these people are basically functionally what's called type 2 hypothyroid, which means they may not have anti-thyroid antibodies, but they're converting to reverse thyroid hormone that shuts off your metabolism, so they're generally hypothermic. Their core body temperature is below normal. Okay. And they need mitothyroid too, and Neutrodyne.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
By the way, functional medicine, which is what we're doing now, combines everything. So please continue.
Yeah, real quick, Bill. We're running out of time. Jeff from Pennsylvania. Hello again, Dr. Bill. I'll keep my question brief. When I was 11 years old, I lost the use of my left eye due to encephalitis.
Right.
My parents were told that the illness deadened my optic nerve, and that was 1964. I'm now 63 years old, and I'm wondering if there's any progress made to restore a person's vision once an optic nerve is no longer functional.
I'll take the state of the art right now. There's a number of doctors around the world working on stem cell and organ regeneration, including Dr. Bob Dennis, working with bioreactors at several major university and private sites here in America to try to regrow organs like bladders and blood vessels, which are tubular or bladder-shaped. The solid organ regeneration going on at University of Wisconsin or at the bioreactors in the other facility we talked about. We'll have some specials on that. What I would do now is start off with Vision Max, CanSee, Gamma E Plus, VeinaWay, Elagic Acid, and Omega Supreme Krill, and the antioxidants present in cell detox glutathione and nitrotrala. We have peptides that can regenerate target organs, like Visilutin and other ones that we use. We use a triad of three that were developed by the Russian Academy of Sciences and Dr. Kevinson through the European Academy. And then I add to that Lumen Photon, setting number three for eye regeneration. And then we have stem cell transplants that can be done through Stimetica and their clinic in Santa Clarita. That's the state of the art now. I can't guarantee it will work, but it's the best shot now. Now, in the future, we will have more advanced technology like resonant epigenetic therapy.
Anthony from Missouri, my dad told me to send you an email to figure out what's going on. I'm having a sort of rash that has developed mainly around my groin area. It looks very similar to bug bites and it's very itchy. And I've been not been outside since it's developed. I tried changing detergent, and I've also experienced this rash developing around my body, but not as consistent.
Yeah, the most common thing if it's in the groin is tinea cruris, which is a groin rash. What I would do there is topically I'd be putting on the area number one silver 100. You could also use Neutrodyne. You want to put it on your fingers first so the alcohol will vaporize, and you put the Neutrodyne on the area. And I take orally Allicin Med Neutrodyne, and I would.
What do you think it is? What is it?
A fungus.
Oh.
It's a groin fungus, and it'd be in other areas of the body.
Yeah.
You can also put Neutrodyne in your bath water, and that'll help tremendously with getting rid of it.
Yeah, sit in the bath with that.
With that, yeah. That will help to kill it off. It's mostly, you have to also watch when somebody gets groin rashes and so on, are they turning diabetic? Do they have high blood sugar? So get your blood sugars checked to make sure you're not turning diabetic.
John from Louisiana. I'm writing to you to get some assistance implementing your protocol for an MS patient of his. He's a caregiver, and for a sweet old lady, Alia is her name, and the trouble is that is common with the MS, she has a very narrow range of options for consumption of food substances for particles that get caught in her throat.
Yeah, it's real simple. You only feed a person viscous foods. You don't give them either liquidy foods or things that need to be chewed. So a viscous diet, and we can use it with our drinks, ageless life support glycemics.
Yes.
Then you put in the open capsules of the Nutri-Medical Protocol for MS. And the malignant arrest, for example, powder, etc., that'll turn off her MS, and you use specific nutraceuticals to remyelinate the nerve fiber tracts. Four levels will reestablish saltatory nerve conduction. Normally there's 20 to 30. You only need four to restore motor and sensory, and visual, and also the...
I'll give you the email, Bill, so
yeah.
You can answer them back. And, hey, thank you for listening today. And did you have fun today, Bill?
Doc Martin was on duty.
God bless you. We love you. We'll see you next week. Right, Bill? Yeah,
absolutely. We're here for you 7 days a week. Pray for us. We'll pray for you and your health. We'll pray for your spiritual
wisdom.
We pray for President Trump, who's a baby Christian, that God's Spirit will lead him to America to repent and become a great nation again, not only with wealth, but spiritual wealth.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com. Thank you.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.